So let's review. The Mishnah now contrasts various mitzvahs which are described in greater or lesser detail in the Torah. Zok the Mishnah, Heter nedarim parchin ba'avir, ve'en lohem amashi yismachu. If one regrets making a vow, saying, if I would have realized certain consequences, I would never have done it, he can be released from the neder by a chacham. This is called heter nedarim, but there is barely any hint to this in the Torah. The Gemara cites several possible sources for this halacha. 1. Kiyafli shtei pa'amim. Achas afla le'iser v'achas afla le'heter. The Torah repeats the phrase kiyafli, meaning to express clearly, possibly referring to the original vow and to his retraction. 2. The pasuk says, Asher nishbati ba'api, and we expound, ba'api nishbati v'chazarti bi. Hashem swore in his anger, and so he was able to retract. 3. The pasuk says regarding the nedavis ha-mishkan, the donations of the materials for building the mishkan, kol nediv liboy heviu, only if one's heart is still willing, then he must fulfill his vow. 4. The pasuk says, nishbati v'akayema lishmar mishpatei tzidkecha, I swore and I fulfilled it. This indicates that it would have been possible to retract and not fulfill it. 5. Shmuel cites the pasuk regarding the darim, lo yachel devaroi, and expounds, hu einoi moichel, aval acherim moichlin loi. He may not violate his vow, but others can do it for him, indicating that a chacham can release him from his nether. The Gemara then says, lekulu isle pircha, levar mi Shmuel, delesle pircha. Each of the above sources is not conclusive because all these psukim can be expounded for other halachas. However, Shmuel's source cannot be refuted and is a valid source for this halacha. The Mishnah continues. Hilchos Shabbos Chagigas HaMe'ilos Harehem Keharim HaTluim B'Sayro. The halachas of Shabbos, the Karban Chagiga and Me'ila, using items of hektish for personal use, are like mountains suspended upon a hair. In other words, they have very little support because Shehein Mikra Muat V'Halachas Merubois. There are few psukim describing their many halachas. The Gemara now describes which aspects of these halachas we are referring to. 1. Hilchos Shabbos. Regarding the halachas of Shabbos, Achoyfer Guma B'Shabbos Ve'en Tzarech Ela La'afra Potter Aleha. One who digs a hole when he only needs his dirt is exempt, according to Reb Shimon, because Malacha She'en Atzrich Lagufa Potter Aleha. One is exempt from performing a malacha that he does not need its primary result. In this case, he does not need the pit. Using the dirt is only a secondary benefit. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's because Makalkalhu. One is exempt from a destructive act. Both reasons are because Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. Only significant labor was forbidden. 2. Chagiga. Regarding the carbon Chagiga, the pasuk says, V'chagoysim oisai chag l'Hashem. And we expound Zvicha. This refers to a carbon. However, Dilma, Chagoy Chaga Kamarachmana, can be explained to be referring to celebrating the Yom Tif. Therefore, the Gemara cites Gzer Shava as a source for the carbon. 3. Me'ilos. Regarding the halacha of Me'ila, the Gemara cites several of its details. 1. Hashliach she'asa shlichusay balabayis mo'al, lo yasa shlichusay shliach mo'al. If someone mistakenly sends a messenger with money of hektish to buy something for personal use, it depends. If the messenger did his job correctly, the sender is liable, but if he erred, the shliach is liable. And although in Kol HaTorah Kula we have a principle of ein shliach l'dvar aveira, in the case of an aveira, the sender is not liable, but rather the messenger is liable. However, in the case of Me'ilah, we derive from Gzer Shava Chet Chet Mitruma that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the sender is liable and the messenger is not liable. 2. Nizkar Balabais V'loi Nizkar Shliach, Shliach Mal. If the sender realized his mistake before the purchase and the Shliach did not, then the Shliach is liable. And Rashi explains that the sender is Pater because Anan Tzadi Desuloi Nichele B'Shlichusei Deheich Mahashta Lav Shluchayhu. It's assumed that once the sender reminded himself that the money belonged to Hektish, he nullified the agency. 3. Natal Evanoi Kairish al Hektish, Hareza loy Moal. If the Gizbar, the treasurer of Hektish, took a stone or beam from Hektish, he's not liable because he's not considered to have changed domains. However, Nitnul Chaveroi, Hu Moal Vachaveri loy Moal. If he gives it to someone else, he's liable, but the recipient is not. Or, Banabaseich Beisoi, Hareza loy Moal, Ach Yoder Tachtev Bishava Pruto. If the Gizbar built it into his home without changing it, he is not liable until he lives there and benefits from it in the value of a pruta. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah statement, Keharun Atluyin Besayro, refers to the second halacha, Nizkar Balabayis Shliach Moal. If the sender realizes his mistake, the Shliach is liable because Hasa made the Yada de Ikazuzi de Hektish, Yiboyle Leyune, Hacha mi Yada. Ordinarily, one who was Moel knew that there were funds of Hektish around, and so he should have been more careful. However, this shliach had no way of knowing to avoid the iser. Therefore, Hainu keharin atlin b'sayro, This is a halacha with little support.